And it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for Music to Talk, and we're going to start off with some music. This is an LP on Annie Records. This is produced in maybe New Jersey, and artist named Onik, Armenian singer here. We'll start off with the song Inch Imanai from Onik here on If Music Could Talk. Thanks.
Ser amai bajarnel chasasin vor imanai anorvanis vor gnasin bardez ser amai bajarnel chasasin vor imanai che vor yes mish perumei tam zavigne angelsno vasumei siro koske kan kushoren
Onu bu bu hallere bir doyan vardır. Belki benim gibi sevdiği vardır. Belki benim gibi sevdiği vardır. Ümitsiz bir aşkın garibi oldum. Aradım hatayı, kendimde buldum. Ne söylesem gönül dinlemez. Deli gibi seven yine ben oldum. Ne söylesem gönül dinlemez. Deli gibi seven yine ben oldum. Deli gibi seven yine ben oldum.
That was Erkin Koray. Yeah, that was Turkish psych master Erkin Koray with Hor Gorme Garibi. And that was from the limited release Obsession on, what record label was that? Bully Records. Really cool comp that goes literally everywhere around the world with all these really rare psych tracks. And yeah, so it's 7:10, and you're listening to Of Music A Talk on WRIR. And I should let you know, of course, as I always do, I like to talk about my underwriters, our underwriters here at WRIR. WRIR is supported by Bandito's Burrito Lounge, 2905 Patterson Avenue, featuring live local music every Sunday night. Bandito's is on Patterson at Colonial, just off the boulevard in the Museum District. On Facebook and the web at banditosburritolounge.com. And also, support for WRIR comes from Style Weekly, Richmond's alternative weekly for news, arts, culture, and opinion. This week's edition is now on the newsstands and at styleweekly.com. And hey, it was really exciting to see everyone who showed up for the WRIR 9th annual Party for the Rest of Us that was this past Friday at the Renaissance Ballroom. Thanks to everyone who showed up and who continues to show up and support Community Radio 97.3 here in Richmond, Virginia. Thanks to the Renaissance Ballroom and their staff. And thanks to all the bands that played. That was really just an epic party. And it's always great to see all the people that love Community Radio show up in person at least once a year for a party to celebrate independent media. And I want to introduce my guest this evening. That's DJ Sadia. I think your mic is on, so if you want to say hello to everyone out there.
Hello, thanks for having me, Carl.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming. And I will get you a pair of earphones in just a second.
Yes, it's troubling not to hear myself.
Right, yeah, it's good to monitor the levels. And I know you're about to rock it this evening.
You have absolutely. The show is called If Music Could Talk, and I think it's definitely going to talk tonight.
That's right.
And it's going to talk the language of love as we bring love music from around the world for you.
Cool. And also, I just want to ask you, first of all, since we're introducing you for the first time here on WIR Richmond Independent Radio, what is your history with radio up in D.C. and Fairfax? You were doing a show called Global Rickshaw Radio?
That's correct. So I just moved here after 15 years in D.C. I used to do a show there called Global Rickshaw Radio. And we did pretty much the same thing you do, Carl, introduce world music to the rest of the United States, mostly.
And the whole world out there listening.
And the whole world, too, that's right. And just to let you know how wonderful some of the musicians are, and from countries that some of us have never even heard of, but they produce such beautiful talent, and just bridging that gap through music. And that's what we did in D.C., and that's what we're going to do in Richmond from now onwards.
All right, give me five then. Sounds good. So what do you have planned for us this evening?
I have a lot of great music from French music, Lebanese music, Pashto music.
Cool.
Some Persian music, all focused around the theme of love.
Of love, right. Yeah. And one of those holidays where they celebrate love seem to be coming up soon. I think I heard a rumor it was Valentine's Day soon. So
you heard a rumor, so you don't have any plans, huh?
Well, I just let things happen as they may, but we'll see what happens on Valentine's Day.
Sounds good.
It's always good to celebrate love through music, and I'm going to be excited to hear what you play tonight. So are you ready to kick it off?
Actually, we can. And one of the first songs that we're going to start off with tonight is a favorite singer of mine, and I came to know about him back in 2007. He's half Lebanese, half British, but he sings in Spanish, French, and the topic, like I said, for tonight is love. So the name of the song is Love Today by Mika.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today.
Carry on. Is it 'cause you're just
was Mika, Love Today. What did you think about that track?
I thought it was really bouncing.
Was there anything in there that reminded you of some of the artists that you have listened to in the past?
Yes, definitely. There was a certain falsetto that he was using that reminded me a lot of, was it Robin Thicke?
Well, it's actually, you know, it was Freddie Mercury. He takes his inspiration from Freddie Mercury and Prince.
Cool. Even better. Yeah. Both of those guys, much more fans of them than Robin Thicke.
Talking about Mika and Prince, did you see the Super Bowl last weekend?
No, I didn't. I was actually here doing my radio show.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, you know, they were showing the, have you ever seen the show New Girl? With Zooey Deschanel, I think her name is. Well, it's an absolutely amazing show, and he made an appearance on there featuring one of his new songs, and it's called What Is Love, I think. It sounds absolutely amazing, but I still haven't been able to get my hands on that song.
It must be brand new.
It's absolutely brand new.
So Mika, again, was from where?
So he was born in Beirut, so he's Lebanese, but he had to leave Lebanon because of the war, and then he settled in Paris, and then went to England, and so he's known as a British Lebanese singer, but like I said, he sings in French, he sings in Spanish as well.
So that one was actually in Spanish, I think you said that, right?
No, it was in English.
Okay.
We're listening to too much world music here that we can't distinguish the difference.
I can't even tell what's English anymore. Well, that was a cool song, and I hope everyone else out there was enjoying it. And I guess, you know, I'm basically going to tell you, you can play whatever you want for the next however long you have lined up here. We will share the show, and feel free to take it wherever you want.
Sounds good. So the next singer we have on cap here is Alizar. Have you ever heard of her?
Nope.
Really? She's an incredible singer, and she's probably one of the most sold artists in France for the 21st century. And my link is not working here, but the song is called I Will Love Again. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back to that song. But when I saw you last, you were actually going to an Ethiopian concert.
Right.
I found this great song. It's actually an Ethiopian song that I want to play for you guys tonight. And Ethiopian music is just so amazing and vibrant, and there's so much energy in it, especially when they dance.
Oh yeah.
And the video for this song, I can't stop watching it because the three guys in there, they do such an incredible...
Nay, 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 nay
Now we're going to give a dance lesson in Ethiopian dancing.
I'm not going to give a dance lesson, but if you want to, you can.
So I think Carl agrees with me. This is so addictive, watching these guys dance, because it's like a lightning bolt is going through them and they're just shaking.
Yeah, definitely.
And I did try it once. It's a lot of energy, good exercise, I would say. Also, you were just talking to me about Fidel, this band you went to see at Balasso.
Yeah, the Fidel band at Balasso on Friday night. It was a seven-piece, and Jim Thompson helped put that together. He was telling me that the trombonist is actually Prince's official trombonist, the Fidel band. Maybe we'll pull up a track by them in a little bit, but great Ethiopian and jazz and funk music combined there. That was here in Richmond. And also, DJ Yosef was actually spinning that night too, spinning Ethiopian jams. And I was just also telling you about the DJ Greybeard, who did the show last show, said he was trying to dance like that and actually thought he had hurt himself in the process at one point, because it's just so animated and moving like shoulders and stuff. I have no idea how to do it, but
yeah,
it is hypnotizing.
And I would absolutely believe it. I had my previous roommate was actually from Ethiopia, so you know, I got exposed to the culture a little bit. Besides that, I used to live in Ethiopia, so
oh wow,
I was actually very young when I used to live there. But there's something about Ethiopian music I feel even today as a Pashtun that I feel a lot of familiarity with the music. I feel like there's so much to it that I can understand the beats and the dance. It's like it's always been part of me.
Why do you think there's other reasons for that? Is there's similarities in any of the sounds or the dance rhythms to what you think maybe with the Pashto music?
I wouldn't say there is any similarities at all, but you know, it's very, I think it's just one of
just
those
feel
things.
A kinship somehow.
Absolutely, because I was, like I said, I was quite young, but it's one of those things that you experience when you're younger, but then, you know, you hear it many years later. Actually, when I came to the U.S. first, I went to this school called T.C. Williams. You probably remember it from the movie, Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
And so most, I would say, a 60 to 70% of the students there were Ethiopian.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a huge Ethiopian population.
Where was that school?
In Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, because yeah. T.C. Williams, there's also a law school here.
Oh, really?
University. I work at T.C. Williams.
Oh, wow.
Law school, so it's probably some weird connection there.
It's all about connections tonight. I was introduced to Carl by a mutual friend of ours when I was doing the show in D.C., and never in a million years did I think I would actually be standing here and doing a show with you.
It was always the plan, though, and yeah, since DJ Krishma was a guest on the show, and you came highly recommended from her. So I'm glad you're finally here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think we should move on to... People say French is the language of love, right? But I would disagree. Although French is beautiful, I think it's the diplomatic language.
language of love.
That's true. You need a lot of diplomacy in love.
That's right.
And, you know, let us know what your plans are for this Valentine's Day. We have Alizar coming up, and the name of the song is I Will Love Again. So for those of you just who are losing hope, don't. Listen to Alizar and love again.
And you're in the middle of a mix here by DJ Sadia on If Music Could Talk.
Moi, je m'appelle Lolita.
Oh,
Czar's Love, I Will Love Again. So for all of you out there, please don't give up on love this Valentine's Day week. And let us know what your plans are. Alizar is one of the most widely sold out French musician female singers of the 21st century. And she's really incredible. I've heard like some of her songs. And in the background, you're listening to some great music we have lined up for you. It's like lounge music, which I'm all about. And Carl is standing here and dancing with us. But he won't give me a dance lesson.
Wait, are you playing that music or am I? Where is that coming from?
I think, actually, that's a good question.
Because I'm not playing this. Oh, I think that's another Alizé song. It just, that's how...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how this...
SoundCloud works.
Exactly.
It says, oh, you like that one? Let's play the next one. Okay.
That's awesome. So a couple years ago, when I was in Arlington, I used to have a business. And I came across this song. He's probably one of the oldest singers that I have in my playlist. It goes back to the 60s. Unless Peggy Lee's song, Fever. How old is that? Is that from the 40s?
Peggy Lee's definitely probably early 50s
early
or 50s. mid-50s.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then I do have somebody older than that. But Frankie Lyman, I came across him from this movie called Matilda, where this little girl discovers that she has these crazy mind-powering skills, and she starts like throwing things away by controlling them with her mind. And all of a sudden, this song comes on by Frankie Lyman, and I'm like, wow, this is so happy and so nice, and I love it. So when I had my business, I used to play it on loop. Cool. All day long.
And were you controlling things with your mind at the same time?
I wish, but my neighbors
your
were
business,
all...
running your business telepathically.
I couldn't, but I did annoy all of the neighbors, and they would complain about me all of the time. But you know what? I just absolutely love this song. It's Frankie Lyman's Little Bitty Pretty One. I'm sure everybody already knows this. It's going to bring back memories. And I don't know if Carl's heard it or not, but... Maybe,
oh, I've heard this.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Enjoy.
Pretty one, come on and talk to me.
Frankie Lyman for you. And I was just being told here by Carl that the sound of the clapping in that song, the Reba sound, was actually produced in a very old technique. And he's actually pulled up the instrument here on Google and he's showing it to me and how it works. But the interesting thing about clapping is also that I read somewhere that most of the clapping that you hear nowadays on your on TV shows, whenever they do sit down TV shows and you hear, like, it's like a live recorded show and you hear the clapping, actually was recorded back in the 40s and 50s. So, and they still use it. So it's basically dead people clapping on these shows.
Oh, the canned applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually recorded back in the 50s or 60s. So a lot of those people are dead now, but they still use those sound props in TV shows these days.
You know, last week I heard this guy, Tony Seeger, who was the director of Folkways
okay,
for a while.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling, you know, in his talk, he was talking about how he likes sounds just as much, if not more, than music, just mm-hmm. the study of sounds. And that's part of what that record label did, was just record funny sounds of the city or, you know, people laughing or talking, you know. And it's interesting when you, as a DJ, mix in sounds as well as music.
Yeah, well, that's what radio is all about. It's bringing a different form of entertainment through sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And through Carl's voice and my voice.
Definitely. And the voice of the music.
I have the voice of the music, and it's definitely talking tonight. We have another amazing singer that I have lined up for you. Her name is Rasha.
And, where is she from?
You know what? I will tell you in just a second where she's from. Actually, you know what? She grew up in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, where the Islamic Nubian and Black African musical worlds collide. So she came from a very musical family and was one of 20 children.
Wow, that's Rasha.
Yeah, Rasha. And I don't
from
know what
Sudan,
it means in
Sudanese.
Sudanese, yeah. But in Pashto, Rasha means come. So come listen to If Music Could Talk, here with Carl and Sadia.
This is Rasha Azara Alhai.
Yeah.
beautiful music there by Rasha Azara Alhai, Sudanese music there. And looks like a dumbek drum.
It does. Do you know how to play a dumbek?
I think I actually do.
I went in our living room
for a while.
Yeah, I do hear it a little bit in the music. It's very...
There's a lot of different percussion instruments probably on this CD for Rasha.
Yeah, she's an incredible Sudanese singer. And I think one of the thing about musicians like her, especially from East Africa, mm-hmm. is that, you know, you don't have a lot of prominent Muslim musicians, female musicians, that is, and they do such an incredible job. And she's world renowned. People listen to her music, and that song was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Thank you for playing that.
Absolutely.
Up next here, we have... I want to give a shout-out to Danny from Naomi, who called in. Thank you for calling in, Naomi. And I understand, Danny, that you're having a change of lifestyle. And soon you guys will be reunited. And since we're celebrating love, I want to give a shout-out to both of you. Keep it strong. Keep the love strong. And we're going to play this song here. Bob Marley. It sounds like a remix of Is This Love? This is called what? What is it called?
This is Stereo Love. So it's a combination of This Is Love with Edward Myers.
Oh, yeah, Stereo Love. Shout out to Danny from Naomi for this one here.
Wow, that was Stereo Nation, and it was a dedication to?
To Danny from Naomi.
Yeah, this is Stereo Love by Bob Marley. And I just wanted to say that music, it's incredible. I think one of the things that I miss most about DC is I can be out here on the weekend and I don't hear any good minimum house or techno music. Do you have any pointers?
Oh, you could say that again. There is not enough of that. And I think we need more support for minimalist, all that creative electronic dance music. I think Richmond is really diversifying the scene. It's seen, though, so there's definitely hope for that, too. DC, y'all got all kinds of options. We only have maybe, a handful, a couple dozen venues. But yeah. But I could hear that song that you just played in a club, and hopefully you can do some DJing here in Richmond if you want to
I told you, I'm strictly a radio host, but definitely there's no...
Future is wide open. You can do anything you want.
And if you do need techno and house music, I think this would be the perfect place to start. I have an amazing Afghan song, and wanted to dedicate this to all of the Pashtun friends that I've left back in DC. Happy Valentine's Day, and I hope you guys are having wonderful time in DC. Just hope not too wonderful. The song is just absolutely beautiful. I think we're gonna dance here a bit and we'll be right back.
Rewind.
شرنگ میکنه با مثل گل لالا با مثل خون عاشق لبای شرنگ میکنه لبای شرنگ میکنه هی وقتی کیار میرقصه سبز نگار میرقصه وقتی کیار میخنده گلهای باغ میخنده هی پایزی بکای پایش چوری های دستایش شرنگ شرنگ میکنه شرنگ شرنگ میکنه Thank you.
شرنگ میکنه، شرنگ شرنگ میکنه، با مثل گل لالا، با مثل خون عاشق، لبای شرنگ میکنه، لبای شرنگ میکنه. هی وقتی کیار میرقصه سبز نگار میرقصه، وقتی کیار میخنده گل های باغ میخنده، پای زیبا پای پایش چوری های دستایش، شرنگ شرنگ میکنه، شرنگ شرنگ میکنه.
Feel like dancing.
Oh yeah,
because I really do feel like dancing. That was a wonderful Afghani song by Zabi, Zabi, Estella,
Estella Fi.
Yeah, actually, I do have a Pashto song coming up. But before we do that, I did want to. I think we want to do some PSAs. Did you want to do that right now?
Yeah, let's play this one about train track safety first of all, and then I think you've got one picked out to read.
Yeah, right? I have an amazing one picked out, so just be prepared, guys.
Oh, and also, since it's 7:59 in 7 seconds, hold on, wait for it. Seems like an eternity. It's 7:59 now by our atomic clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And this is If Music Could Talk.
Ma, when's Dad coming home? It's getting dark.
He just went jogging.
But he's late. He's supposed to play catch with me.
I'll play catch with you, Tommy.
No, thanks.
Tommy.
Dad, you're bleeding. Ma!
Yeah, Daddy did something really stupid, Tommy.
Frank, what happened?
Oh, I was jogging on the tracks. So I had my headphones on. I didn't hear the train, and I slipped and fell.
Thank God you're alive.
I never saw that train there before. I rolled off the tracks just in time. I was shaking. The only thing I can think of was I'll never get to see my family again.
Frank, please, promise me.
I promise. I'll never do that again. I promise, sweetie, I promise.
Always expect a train. Don't trespass on railroad property, or someone you love will get hurt. Stay off, stay away, stay alive. This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver and this station.
You know what, Carl? This is no laughing matter.
No, it isn't.
You know, this is a serious possibility here in Richmond. There are a lot of train tracks, so
that's
please
right.
Stay off those train tracks, or your life might be in danger.
Indeed.
And then another danger we have, I'm sure every one of you sits up at night and doesn't get any sleep over this, but everybody knows not to put their hands in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen, right?
Yeah.
If a poisonous snake bites you or someone you know, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. So you don't have to stay up anymore, because their experts will determine if the snake is poisonous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. If the snake is not poisonous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor. You may need a tinnitus booster shot.
Tetanus.
Yeah. Tetanus.
All the information you need there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to lay awake at night worrying about snake bites.
Once I was at one of those, what's the island called? I'm quite new to Richmond, so there's a lot of stuff here that I forget the names of. Is it the James River?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how you
Browns
can go?
Island. And
yeah, so I went to Browns
Pony
Island
Pasture.
Once with a friend of mine, and he heroically hit one of these snakes he found on the trail over there. It was dead.
Oh, no.
With a staff.
Oh, you know? Man. But it was already dead?
It was already dead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's little snakes down there. They are thankfully just as scared of us as we are of them, most of them, from what I'm told, at least.
Yeah, and now, you know, if it is dangerous, you know who to call. I'll give you the number again. It's 1-800-222-1222.
Yeah, look out for snakes. Even in the winter, there's winter snakes out there. You know, seriously, if you have a PSA or information that you want to get out on WRIR, you can go to WRIR.org, and there's a section called Getting the Word Out. If you click PSAs, you can go there, and you will just email underwriting@WRIR.org for underwriting. Looks like that's where PSAs go to also. So it's underwriting@WRIR.org. Or you can go to the website, WRIR.org, and getting the word out with WRIR is actually where it is. And there's all kinds of different information there for basically using WIR for what it was built for. Community radio, community music and news, as well as community announcements for nonprofits and important information like snake bites. So we're going to move on. It's 8:03. You're listening to If Music Could Talk. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to stay here with DJ Sadia and let her continue to do her thing here on If Music Could Talk. Take it away.
We have another classic coming up for you. It's by Peggy Lee, and it's Fever. This is a remix I found for you, and I know you're going to love it. That was Fever by Peggy Lee, and it's a mix that we have from a Belgium duo with a clear mindset and unique sound. Somehow they managed to infuse jazz and gypsy and swing electronic elements into their music. And what a perfect song to pick for something like that. I have another song coming up here since we're talking about love and Valentine's Day. Or we were. We got sidetracked a bit.
We'll bring it back to that right now here. Just to remind you, the program here is dedicated to songs about love.
And talking about love, Arif, he's a very famous Persian musician from Iran, and he sings this song that I absolutely love, and I wanted to dedicate it to someone tonight. So, Morteza, if you're listening, this song goes out to you. It's a Persian song, and it's called Sultani Gelban.
پیشش خیلی زیبا زیبا خیلی کوچیک دنیا دنیا با یاد تو هم هر جا هر جا ترکت نکنم سلطان قلبم تو هستی تو هستی دروازه های دلم را شکستی پیمان یاری به قلبم تو بستی با من پیوستی اکنون اگر از تو دورم به هر جا بر یار دیگر نبندم دلم را سرشارم از آرزو و تمنا ای یار زیبا پیشش خیلی زیبا زیبا خیلی کوچیک دنیا دنیا با یاد تو هم هر جا هر جا ترکت نکنم سلطان قلبم تو هستی دروازه های دلم را شکستی پیمان یاری به قلبم تو بستی با من پیوستی اکنون اگر از تو دورم به هر جا بر یار دیگر نبندم دلم را سرشارم از آرزو و تمنا ای یار زیبا
Thank you.
Renowned poet Robert Frost once said, love is irresistible desire that should be irresistibly desired. And true love is a feeling that every human being aspires, which is why it's the topic of most of the musics that we hear, not just the ones that we're playing tonight. That was Arf Sultan Galb, which means the Sultan of my heart. Beautiful, beautiful song. And for a lot of people who aren't familiar with Persian music, to them it might be Middle Eastern music, but I think there's a lot of classical notes to the composition of a lot of Persian music, and it is quite different than Arabic music or Pashto music or Uzbeki music.
Yeah, I've found as I explore music of the Middle East and North Africa and all these different places that people might say is all Arabic music or whatever. It's so easy to lump that part of the world all in one thing, but there's so much diversity in the sounds coming out of all these different countries and cultures and languages. It's cool to hear a more classical song like that, because it reminds me that the music over there is so developed and sophisticated as well. Here in the West, a lot of times people like to, you know, maybe think that we have some monopoly on classical civilized music, but it's such complex and beautiful music and refined music coming out of parts of the Middle East as well, just like Beethoven.
Yeah. Well, I was at this place in D.C. I know this keeps on coming up in conversation. I went to this little lounge out in the middle of nowhere, and I walk in and I see the coolest Hispanic couple dancing. They were so cool that I was like, you know what, I want to, you know how sometimes you walk somewhere and you're like, whoa, that person's so cool, I want to be their friends, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as I walk in, the Spanish song starts playing. It's by Mana, and it's called Ay Mi Amor. And
Oye Mi Amor.
Yeah, have you heard this song?
I have.
Oh
yeah,
my God, it's like a mix of rock music. Actually, they are a Mexican band.
Yeah, they're one of the, like, basically the most popular band in Latin America, Mana.
Yeah.
I mean, they make top 10 list of Latin music every year with every release almost.
Absolutely. And when you listen to this, you'll know exactly why.
Por tu amor y por tus labios.
Manas ay mi amor. What does that mean? My Spanish isn't very good, but
listen, my love. Oye, mi amor.
Oye, okay.
I think that's what I mean.
Like Chucky, we were talking about technology a little bit here and about different, you know, I wouldn't have known about this song unless I had Shazam.
right.
and
also the memory that comes back immediately when you hear that song of those cool styling Spanish romantic couple that you met randomly in a coffee shop.
At a lounge. Thanks for listening to me, Carl.
I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, this is why most men don't get dates, you know, on Valentine's Day, because they don't listen to the woman.
It's true. It's half of a conversation is listening.
Do you have a song that you're queuing up for us?
Yeah, I wanted to barge in here since you played Maná.
It's your show.
And we were talking about rock en español and groups that sing in Spanish that we really love. Maná being one of those bands. And then there's this other band that I always like to turn people on to, Aterciopelados from Colombia. And that's Hector Buitrago and Andrea Echeverri, they are Aterciopelados. So they had this album called Gozo Pororoso that came out back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I forget exactly when it was, but I love this album so much, and I think it will fit in with the theme of love. It's Gozo Pororoso and La Música es Amor, Music is Love.
La música es amar, la música es amar, la música es amar, la música es amar.
Unámonos en el son que sincroniza el corazón, un ritual amoroso de gozo poderoso. Las notas de en su red me atrapan, me ponen a su merced. Un torrente danzante, energía palpitante. Hace poner de rodillas, míralo bien, dulce melodía que late en el cosmos profundo, óyelo bien, el láser que brilla y nos hace poner de rodillas, míralo bien, dulce melodía que nace en el
small.
Yeah, and that was Aterciopelados.
I'm in love. It's awesome.
You like them?
I did. It was great. Incredible.
Yeah, that was Gozo Pororoso, La Musica Es Amor. And you have a special selection coming up here.
Yeah, I wanted to actually, you know, go back and forth. We've played some French music for you. We've played some, actually, we haven't played Arabic music tonight, but we did French, Pashto, Farsi, we did Ethiopian. And a bunch of other songs.
Some Armenian music,
yeah,
back there.
Yeah, Armenian and Turkish in the beginning as well.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to do a Pashto song because I am Pashtun and everybody knows me as being Pashtun.
What is, where, okay, so can you give me any ideas about the history of Pashto culture? What's
I don't think we have enough time, but I'm going to tell you this. So Pashtuns are from Afghanistan, uh-huh. and a lot of them are also in Pakistan. And yeah, I mean,
it's a language also.
It's a language, and it's an ethnic group in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And they have some very like rich art and culture and music. And as you know, I'm an artist, and Pashtuns have over 60 tribes. I'm a Khatak, and there is a saying about Khataks. They say that you should, if you want to kill a Khatak, you can tie him to a tree and play a drum, and the sound of the drum is going to drive him to die. And I think it's so fitting for my personality because when I hear music, oh, it just rushes through my veins. And when
for you
I
to be
see,
tied to a tree would be like the worst torture. You can't dance then.
That's right.
So might be what they're talking about.
Exactly, it is. But you're right, it would be the worst torture because I couldn't dance. I would be tied. And it's funny because Khataks are known for their contribution to art, poetry, and music. And today we have a song here. These two are friends that I know from Peshawar, Ismail and Junaid. And the name of the song is Po Kara Rasha. That was Ismail and Junaid. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a Pashto song that I was sending out to all of the Pashtun listeners who might be listening tonight. And those of you who aren't Pashtun, welcome.
That's right. We can all appreciate basically the whole world. You can appreciate the whole world through music and learn about it too at the same time. So that's what we do here at WRIR. We're exploring through music and traveling the world here on If Music Could Talk.
Talking about music from around the world, Carl had the amazing
honor and privilege,
yes, to meet Yuna.
I met her, and but even more importantly, heard her sing, and that was this past Wednesday. Saw that with a bunch of friends up at U Street Music Hall in DC. And Yuna is a Malaysian-born musician who is now global, internationally acclaimed and loved. For her songs and her voice. And of course, I was first interested in her just simply because she was Malaysian and getting international attention. But of course, like, it didn't matter where she was from when I heard her voice, because her voice is one of those just cosmically beautiful voices, just so beautiful. And she sings in English. I don't know if I'd love to hear some Malay songs by her maybe in the future, but she's got some great songs on her last couple albums. Latest one is Nocturnal, so she was touring for that. And did you want to play one from Yuna?
No, actually, I wanted you to go ahead and play one of the selection. I was going through all of the videos and pictures because I was unable to go to the concert. She is so good that she was sold out. And so by the time I got around to get the ticket, there were no more tickets, so I wasn't able to see her. But almost most of the people that I know in D.C. did go to see her, and they posted videos and pictures. And there was an incredible song, a little clip someone had posted up on there. And I can't quite remember what the lyrics were, but it was something like, this girl doesn't need, like, a very empowering song, which is...
Yeah, I know which one that is. It's called Rescue.
Ah, okay. So I think that song is very fitting for tonight, because, you know, if you're a woman, maybe you don't need love, you know?
Let's let Yuna explain what she means. There's always love. Even if you're alone, there's love. So a love song for
Carl's
for
being
solo.
A softie.
A love song for those solo artists out there.
She's okay.
So yeah, that may have been the one, but I'm actually going to play this other one here called Escape. I like this one even better. I hope you don't mind.
I can feel the sunlight on my face. Yeah, I'm so happy. I packed my bags and stay in one place, I can grow.
Escape, and that was a song she introduced in concert as being a song about how she felt when she was just about to move from Malaysia to LA, where she ended up kind of getting a break and becoming so popular. Also, another cool thing about that concert was I just saw so many different people. It was such a diverse audience, and there were so many people who are, you know, openly proud of being hijabi, wearing the hijab and beautiful bright scarves, and Yuna is kind of making the hijab like a fashion accessory. And I know it's not a casual thing to say like that, but she's got a fashion line that includes the hijab, the headscarf, and all kinds of different cloths that she picked out. And basically, she's keeping that traditional element of her fashion and turning it into something really unique and beautiful. And I think a lot of people looked up to her for that.
So she's also a businesswoman, huh?
She's a businesswoman, and she's got a line of fashion that apparently was just released that includes all her hand-picked patterns and really beautiful cloth colors. So just like you were saying, you know, musicians a lot of times are multi-talented. They're artists also, and she's a fashion designer too.
Well, Carl, you know, this is interesting that we, maybe a lot of people listen to this music and they don't automatically realize that it maybe is a Malaysian lady singing, because she has no accent whatsoever when she sings. Yeah. And also she is a hijabi, so she does cover her head. And it's interesting to see a hijabi who sings so well in a venue like U Street Music Hall, which is like an underground club in D.C.
Yeah, it's cool, hipster, punk rock, whatever, you know. But gosh, what a new diverse world we're living in these days, where international really is the norm. You know, international is, there's nothing special about being from somewhere else, because we all are. So cool stuff there. And yeah, awesome music by Yuna. I want to play another song here by a group that just released an album that some of the members of this band actually performed as Sisu here on the show. Several months back, Sandy and Jules is the name of the keyboardist. And this is the Dum Dum Girls, and they just released an album. It's called Too True. And this song, speaking of love, is called Cult of Love. Quick song there, and I was trying to remember the two members of Sisu, Jules and Sandy, are also in that group, the Dum Dum Girls, all girl rockers. Dum Dum Girls just came out with a new album, and it's pretty popular already. I think they played on Letterman a while back, but anyway, just some cool stuff out of LA there. And I think DJ Sadia has got a couple more songs for us here.
This next song, we're going to go to Southeast Asia. It's called State of Bengal is the group. And the interesting thing about them is they include Muslims, Hindus, and they have like all sort of different religious groups who sing with them. And they're non-denominational. They sing from their heart, and they sing to unite the differences of everyone in the world. The name of the song translated is Do You Have Mercy in Your Heart? I think it's absolutely beautiful and one of my favorite Bengali musician group.
tomar dil ki daya hai tomar dil ki daya hai ya katar aghat dau ko jaade tar katar aghat dau ko jaade tar ule raghat saina tumare dil ki daya hai duniyar malik ho
State of Bengal. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're almost coming to an end here. I can't believe 2 hours has been over already.
Goes quickly.
It does when you're having fun, right?
Definitely.
And I know these next singers, everybody knows about them. If there are some people that I can watch perform, these guys are definitely in the top of the list. It's Cheb Khalid from Algeria, Richard Taha and Fidel. And they're absolutely incredible. This song is so vibrant and it has so much energy, but I can never find a very good copy of it. So this is actually from a show they did live, and it's called Abdul Qadir, and it's from Algeria. It's called Rai Music. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
That crowd is just rocking. Man, you're right. Rashid Taha is really a rock star.
He really is. Did you see his leather pants?
The video is great. That's Cheb Khaled avec Fadel et Rashid Taha. 1, 2, 3, Soleil. That's Abdel Kader concert of 2002. That's on YouTube if you want to check out the video. And we have it coming through somebody's phone there, too. Interesting. I like that. So we're going to finish off with a little Bhangra and then get into some reggaeton just in the last little split seconds here. But I do want to say thank you again to you, DJ Sadia, for coming up and being a guest tonight. And you are welcome anytime to do this. You have mad skills here on the mic as well as the mix table. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone. In Pashto, we would say Khodai Paman.
And that's a wonderful way to end the show here. We're going to hear a song by Aman Hayer and K.S. Makan Parwa, and then Sigue Siendo by Flex.
Get the photo, K.S. Makan.
Aman Hayer.
Got it.
Estoy pensando en ti, en todo lo que viví, y sin ti no puedo seguir.
No, no, no.
Nadie ha podido igualarte, y es que tú eres única. Jamás podría cambiarte. Estés aquí, porque sería doloroso que un día tú partieras y me dejaras aquí sin ti, porque sin ti.